from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the podcaster that's going to be talking about 101 the sleep podcast episodes on the wall. 99 sleep podcast things on the wall. Take one down, lull it around, and then you'll have, you know, 99, 100, then 99, then 98. And eventually I'll get through 100 of them, all in a lulling, soothing manner. If you're confused, well, boy, we're celebrating 10 years of making sleep with me, over 1,200 episodes. And what is sleep with me? You might have tuned in and thought it was something different. It is something different, very different. It's a podcast to keep you company and help you fall asleep. It's a friend in the deep, dark night. Just like if you would call a friend and say, talk to me about something nonsensical, but make it barely entertaining, barely humorous. Take my mind off of stuff, because it's not easy not being able to fall asleep. It's not easy falling asleep. It might not be easy staying asleep. It might not be easy dealing with those feelings in the deep, dark night. And that's why I make the show. You deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a place you could rest. Ideally, a bedtime you could look forward to. Now, this podcast does take a few tries to get used to, so give it a few tries, see how it goes. You really got nothing to lose. I'm just here to be your friend in the deep, dark night and keep you company. This podcast really works for the people it works for. When people discover it, they say, holy cow, I had no idea. I've been looking for this my whole life. Now, there are people that it doesn't work for. You could always check out sleepwithmepodcast.com/no thank you. That has other sleep podcasts and sleepy stuff on there you could give a listen to. But I'm so glad you're here. And what we got coming up, support, that's how the podcast is free twice a week. There's over 600 episodes. So as you become a regular listener, you could pick from those and see what works best for you, or make a playlist, or just listen all night long, as some people do. Then what do we got after that? Oh, then a long meandering intro. The intro is meant to ease you into bedtime. It puts a few people to sleep, but for most people, it's part of their wind down routine. And then later on, we'll have a little sleepy story recap, making of, wondering, me forgetting, not remembering everything I've made in the, between episodes 900 and 1,000, I think. Or 800, I think 900. We see, I'm already doing it. I don't even know where I am. And that's what this show's about. So I'm so glad you're here. And I really hope I can help you fall asleep. And these sponsors are how we're able to do it for free twice a week. So check them out, sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleep With Me Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me. So if you're new, or the show's just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease of loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like, you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get to sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, and I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? Like, how much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Even, I mean, obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody. It's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All right, everybody. It's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. What part of the podcast I need you here? It's where we talk about the Deep Dark Unite and Deep Dark Night United. You know, the people supporting this show coming out free twice a week. And I want to thank Madeline, who said, you don't even have to give me a shout out. But Madeline just moved to a new city, used ZocDoc, and said it was super helpful finding doctors in the new city. You could do that at ZocDoc.com/sleep. And if you support a sponsor, you support the show on one, like on Apple Podcasts, you spread the word, especially if you're an international listener, you spread the word. Please let me know about it so I can thank you like Madeline. Because I'm thanking you on behalf of all the people who love this podcast coming out twice a week for free. It's possible because people like Madeline taking action. We are changing some stuff up behind the scenes. So, if you want more host red ads, hearing my voice, and you support those sponsors, let me know about it. We'll also be moving into like a shorter produced ads, you know, because I heard from so many people who benefit from the free podcast. And I have no interest in cutting down to less than 2 episodes a week. So thank you, everybody. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need right now. If you're having a tough time, there's resources, including international resources you connect with in the show notes. It's about being a part of positive change, not just saying Black Lives Matter, not just saying stop AAPI hate, not just saying support Ukraine, but taking action, learning more. There's links to resources in the show notes. And you've got 2 options right now of stuff we've been doing on the community support and the Trevor Project. You could just use the link at orlandoparkstop.com/charity. You could do ongoing, or if you want to press penny, support Trevor Project, let me know about it. And we're building hygiene kits together for the Midnight Mission in Los Angeles and to distribute locally. And you could also use the links in our show notes to take part in that. Oh, Mystery Bard. A lot of people help out on the show. Who are they?
This posty poster song sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes too.
Carl W. the Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer.
Runner.
Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story and
personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance.
Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mr. Bard. Don't forget the most comfortable way to listen to Sleep With Me, Sleep Phones. sleepwithmepodcast.com/sleepphones. Make sure to use our link, and you can use Sleep With Me to get $5 off your order. What do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever keeps you, whatever's keeping you awake. It could be thoughts, you know, things on your mind about the past, the present, the future, stuff you're thinking about. It could be physical sensations. It could be emotions, feelings related to the thoughts or the physical sensations or feelings that are just there. It could be time, temperature, routine, dreams. I don't know, like a phase. Not phases. I mean, phases of the moon could keep you up. Phaser, you know, if you're honest, you know, you could have something about phasers. But for me, I'm going through this phase. I don't know what it is. I haven't been able to pin it down. And it is related to something getting processed, not just in my dreams, but, you know, those, whatever you call them, pseudo dreams, where rote tasks are being done. And I'm just not getting a solid night's sleep. And I I can't pin it down. But I've done this long enough and talked to enough listeners where I say, okay, this is just probably a phase. So I got to keep at it with my bedtime routine. It may be a temperature situation too, because I don't know, I've been sleeping with just a sheet and a blanket. Usually I have a weighted comforter. But it's just been a little bit too warm for the weighted comforter, but it's not like two blankets can't contain me. So I tried two blankets, which is less than a comforter. And then the one blanket, but with only one blanket, I like to be cool, very cool. But then, so I don't know. So whatever's keeping me awake, the only reason I go through that could be work. It could be something coming up. You could be going through something. It could be a mystery. The reason I go through all that list is to let you know you're not alone. And I realize this is a podcast, so saying you're not alone, it can feel lonely in the deep, dark night for me. And this podcast, the whole idea of it is to keep you company, to be your friend in the deep, dark night, to take your mind off of stuff. And so the reason I list all that stuff is to let you know, yeah, it's probably tough, whatever's keeping you awake. And I can probably relate to how it feels, but even if I can't relate to how it feels, there's someone listening who can, probably someone who's been through something similar, and they're leaning in right now. We have enough listeners that say they're leaning in right now and saying, yeah, I know. And they want you to get a good night's sleep. They want you to feel comfortable, and they want you to know, and I get enough emails. So this is honest truth. They want you to know you're not alone. In this new realm of me sending my voice across to the deep, dark night. So that's one of the most important parts of the show. This most important part of the show is the fact that you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a place you could get some rest. You deserve a bedtime that doesn't feel like a rigmarole, that feels like you're dreading it starting on Saturday, dreading Sunday night. You deserve a bedtime you could feel neutral about or look forward to. And those are the two tenets of the show. The deep, dark night can be painful and lonely. Let me keep you company because I know how it feels. And you know what? You deserve something to distract you so you could fall asleep in a bedtime routine and stuff like that so you could get the rest you need so your life is more manageable. And eventually you could be out there flourishing. And that means our world is a better place to be in. We need you out there. And we don't need you at your best, because I hate when I say, we need you at your best. You say, okay, well, would you take not my worst? I say, okay, we'll take you. Some days that's all I can manage. But when I say some days, I mean over 300. Let's just not be at our worst. It's another 10 in a sleep with me, really. You see, be at our best. Oh, boy, come on. Like, that's what I strive for because it's important. So the way I do it, though, is I send my voice across the deep, dark night. I use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, and superfluous tangents. So I'm going to go off topic. That means I'm going to get mixed up. I'm going to use filler words. I'll forget what I'll double back. My voice, it is not traditionally soothing. So that's part of it. The other things you kind of need to know is that this is a podcast you kind of just barely listen to. It's like elevated background noise, like a TV on in the other room or a conversation. You're in your bed and you could hear some adults talking pleasantly. Or, you know, my favorite analogy, because I live by a stadium, but far enough away, is like a rave at a far distance, or an EDM festival at a far distance. You would not believe that it's really not that bad, especially like if there's like a long break. That's the only time you say, could you just keep the music going? Keep that bass going consistently, please. But you say at a distance, a rave at 3 a.m. At the right distance may be suitable for some people. That's all I'm saying. So this podcast is a bit like that. You say, okay, it fits into a similar niche. You're a fan of raves? No, I'm a distant raver. Really? Tell me more. Well, I say, I go to raves at a distance. Do you ever go with Bette Midler? I started thinking of that at the same time. We may be in the same mind. Because I said a rave from a distance. I like the harmonies and the music. And that doesn't mean I wouldn't go be at a rave. I'm just saying a rave at a distance, totally different experience. Are you raving about raves at a distance? I would say, I guess for me, I don't know. Can you rave about a niche thing? You know, say if it fits your enjoyment, you might enjoy it. I don't know how. I mean, that could be like a super VIP package, but you could also do it for free. You say it's kind of hard to do it that way because you kind of got to live somewhere where there's a industrial type space so not for everybody, or, I mean, a house party at a distance, but not, you know, it's a very, you know what I'm saying? But this podcast, maybe those aren't the best examples. It's a podcast you just barely listen to. Also, this show does not put you to sleep. I've been making this show since what year? 20, can't even remember anymore. 2013. And I was like, how come there's nothing to put you to sleep? And you can make a podcast about anything, but there's no friendly bedtime story podcast for adults and something to just keep you company, just like a friend. How come that's not out there? And I said, well, let me try. I mean, it took me many, many years to do that. But, and then I started making the show and realized, yeah, there's something to this because I don't want pressure to fall asleep. And so with this show, there's no pressure to fall asleep. That's why the episodes are over an hour. And that's something I learned from feedback and putting myself in the listener's shoes to say, hey, I don't want to like worry about when the episode ends. So having it over an hour means there's no pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here for over an hour. Also, there's people listening who can't sleep both at night and people who are listening during the day when they need a break. And what's my point about that? My point is that like there's no pressure to fall asleep. I'm really here to just barely be listened to, whether you're awake or asleep, or if you wake back up. I'm here to be your boar friend, your boar bae, your boar sib, your boar bud, your boar bestie, your neighbor, your boar bud, your boar bee, your boar burr, your boar bruh, your boars. Your friend who's here to just keep you company and take your mind off of stuff. And again, that's the kind of one of the things that works about the show is I take your mind over here into my nonsense. And I say, yeah, just like I'd say if I was a meteorologist and I was studying meteorology in school and I had any ambition and stuff, I'd say, well, how does relative humidity affect enjoying raves at a distance at night in different areas and climates? That's what I'd do. That's what I would love to see. I mean, I don't know if that'd be a tough thesis to say. How long you been working on your thesis for? Is that what it's called? I don't know. My dissertation, right? I don't know. I've got too many like distractions and I go off whatever the other word is where I diverge from my dissertation. But yeah, that's, and I don't even know what relative humidity is. So maybe it's just humidity. And then somebody said, well, what about phases of the moon? And then I said, well, maybe I'll just imagine myself with Bette Midler at a rave at a distance with perfect humidity for carrying rave in a lulling way. And then I realized probably better at an outdoor EDM festival, just because if rave's indoors, then it's not going to carry as well. So that's why I haven't completed it. It's also, it's only imaginary. We'll be published at a Gingerbread Press, you know, one day in my imagination, but if my imagination becomes sentient itself. So, oh, what was I saying? I'm just here to be your friend in the deep dark night and keep you company and take your mind off of stuff to give you something else to think about other than what's keeping you awake, because that's just what happened to me. And that's what I've learned from all the people who've listened over the years. Other things to know is this show, most people don't like it when they first listen. So if you're feeling that way, you're in good company, because a lot of regular listeners who pay for the podcast now couldn't stand the show when they first listened, or it didn't work for them because it is so different, because they had expectations or they were trying to get some sleep and they're like, this is a little annoying. And then they realized, oh, it's like a harmless thing. I get it now. It never started. It's always going and never started. But if you're waiting for the sleepy stuff to start, or you just had normal expectations, this show is a little bit different. So it does take some tries to get used to. So give it a few tries, see how it goes. Structure of the show is also important to talk about, because the show is designed in a very deliberate way to benefit the most people it can. But then as you become a regular listener, you can kind of decide what works best for you. But most people just listen in a linear way for free and enjoy that, listening that way. But that doesn't mean you can't mix it up. So the show starts off with a greeting. Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. That would feel where you feel seen and welcomed in. And you say, okay, I got a general sense that this show is different and a little bit silly, but also it takes my sleep seriously. Then there's sponsor support, so the show can be free. Then there's a long meandering intro, which is separate from the support and really is a show within a show. It's about 10 to 20 minutes long of me explaining what the podcast is for 10 to 20 minutes, because it's every episode is more than a few people's first time listening and their second time listening and their third time listening, but also because the reason the intro, and we kind of settled on this 15 to 20 minute kind of thing is where we land most of the time, is because for what I've seen with sleep, what I've seen for sleep written and what I've seen work for me and other listeners, is having some sort of way to ease yourself into bedtime, a bedtime routine, or some sort of wind down. And so the intro is part of that. Now, you could be in bed getting comfortable. You could be falling asleep. Or you could adjust how you listen. But for most people, they're either getting ready for bed, they're doing some sort of chill wind down activity, or they're getting comfortable and getting settled in. And so that's what the intro does. And I highly suggest, hey, try some other chill activity out, even if it's just doodling or something, if you want. So that's the intro. Then again, there's support between the intro and the story. Then tonight's story will be kind of looking at 100 episode titles of Sleep With Me and just wondering what, like me kind of saying, okay, I remember making that one, or this is what I was thinking. And these are kind of in place of TV recaps while we take a break during the writers and actors strikes. And then we'll be back to the TV recap type stuff probably next year, because we'll do some holiday stuff, and then 2024 we'll get going with Great British Bake Off. So, what do you call it? So it's a structure show. Show ends with thank yous. You can adjust, like I said. There are 2% of people skip ahead, but then people pay for the free podcast, and they get access to story-only episodes or intro episodes or ad-free episodes or compilation episodes. So then you can definitely start to dial in, hey, this is what works best for me, or certain styles of episodes some people prefer over others. So just see how it goes at first, and then kind of adjust from there. Or check out sleepwithmepodcast.com/no thank you and find something else, because you still deserve a good night's sleep, even if I can't provide it. So I think that's everything. That's the structure of the show. That's what to expect. I'm so glad you're here. I work really hard. I earn and I strive. I really hope I can help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways I get to do it for you for free twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
All right, everybody, Scooter here, and this is a retrospective episode that we're temporarily running in place of TV recap episodes during the strikes. We're just holding off. We did some silent movies, maybe over the holiday season. I don't know if we'll do silent movies or something else. But yeah, just looking back, we're going to look back at 800 through 899. I think, and then, I don't know, if we have extra time, I'm like, oh, maybe we could dig way back. But yeah, this is kind of looking back. I mean, I honestly, like, when I look back, I can't even, I mean, sometimes, if you listen to the last episode I did this, it was just interesting having no, like, the podcast is so, I don't know, I'm always, like, surprised. Oh, wow, I thought that episode was older or more recent. Or thus far, I don't think I've been totally stumped on any episodes, even though these are only a few years old. These are from 2019, starting in the 800s. So, yeah, let's see. We started with the 800, which we talked about last episode. That was an AMA where I answered some common questions about the show. Huh, maybe I should rerun that one. Probably should. Then 801 was a snore track or sleep with TNG, season 2, episode 8, A Matter of Honor. Don't Feel Blue, I'll Splain Your Sleepless Nights Away is Riker and the Klingons play. You think that's when Riker worked on it must have been a Riker Worf episode. Oh boy, then 802, Oh What a Mountain, that's a board game. And I will be Googling this just in case. This is one of my, whatever the thing's called, like my things I'm searching for. It's a board game from when I was a kid that we had bought used. I actually bought some of the parts of it on eBay. And, my eBay address was so rarely used that it got shipped to, my old work address. So I never recovered it. So still trying to, it looks like I'm seeing one version of it. So a couple versions, wow. Plus $24 shipping. That's not going to work for me. How much is the shipping on this one? $14.50. Well, I'm going to look into it, but it was a board game. It was just so, what was I explaining? I mean, you could listen to the episode, but it was a three-dimensional board game that we bought used at a garage sale. So even when we bought it, it didn't have all the parts, and this was in the 80s. But it was so cool to play a three-dimensional board game where you're climbing a mountain. I'm so surprised. I actually bought a couple of 3D board games. I don't know if I talked about this in the episode, but I don't know if this was intentional or unintentional, though. I bought my daughter two Scooby-Doo three-dimensional board games for Christmas one time, or birthdays when she was younger. And those were three-dimensional games. One was I think you were going up, and then the other was you were going down. Or I don't know. I can remember the one that we had at my house, which had a car on a tracks. It was inside a mountain. And it was pretty fun, but it was a lot of work to set up and stuff. So similar to Oh, What a Mountain. So anyway, that was Oh, What a Mountain, 802 in 2019. Then 803 was Labor Day, which is, wow, that's weird. So today is September 1st, and that was Labor Day, I guess, 2019, because today is September 1st, 2023. So 4 years ago, we recorded or released 803. That was all intros. Okay, then we have 804, Bobbitt and Bellowsville, Dr. Triangle and Isosceles Adventures, Episode 4. That game, Bobbitt, you know, anybody remember that one? Twisted. Let's see, Bobbitt, you bop it, twist it, flick it, pull it, right? Was that everything? I remember more playing it like I had a keychain version for a while. Bop it. Pull it, twist it, flick it, twist it, bop it. It's kind of, if you've never played Bop It, it's a bit like there's a game called Simon. That was the brand name, or it's like one of those ones where you got to do it in order. Like it flashes red, flashes green, but this one you're trying to do it in real time, and it gets faster and faster and faster. I'm surprised it doesn't, they haven't re-released it because there's everything's big on, brand, and it's tactile, which is the difference between pressing, tiles on a phone or even on a machine. Bop it, you're actually bopping it. You're actually flicking it, twisting it, or pulling it. It was a fun game. We also, I'll just be honest. Just put your mind to use, Bop It After Dark. That's all I'm saying. As you're getting in your pajamas, you know what I mean? I recommend it, at playing the game to kind of, say, okay, now you put on one of your pajamas, you could use it like that, you could use it actually, bop it, I don't think, now you got to brush your teeth for 2 minutes, so I guess it does have, doesn't seem like a good use of it, though. Okay, so where were we? A little too much information there, Scoots. The Defector, that was Snortrek, Season 3, Episode 10. Was this the one? No, that was Tapestry, right? Where one of Picard love stories. Yeah, I remember the Defector. That was trick? A Neutral Zone, Scrabble Scramble. Oh, this was a Knock adventure. I don't remember this one, but I guess I had to do a Scrabble and Knocks. So there you go, first stump of the night. I don't remember the plot of Scrabble Scramble. I mean, usually with the Knock Adventure ones, it takes me about 25 minutes to explain that my dog, Cohen, and I have a hobby of listening to Knocks. Census Party. No need to count sheep, as our heroic figures will help you count people without math. That was Dr. Triangle and Isosceles, Episode 8. I'm sure I said in there, there ain't no party like a census party. if you, depending on how you conduct your census, probably could, like, probably would be better. Oh, maybe that was a plot. Like if you had a party, I mean, isn't that what happened in, isn't that how we celebrate, like one of the seasonal holidays, Christmas, isn't that related to census? So there's, oh, this is one I wouldn't title it this way anymore. Sins of the Father. It's the name of the episode. Wonder if that episode underperformed. I had this conversation the other day. This was a TNG episode, season 3, episode 17. Oh, it's a two-parter, right? So that's probably why. Oh, no, it wasn't a two-parter. So it was a good episode. I love that episode. I love Worf-based episodes, but, I don't know. This is funny that it was in the modern, what I would consider the modern era of Sleep With Me, though we're probably in a postmodern era now, because that was 300 episodes ago. But, you know, the post, like 500 episodes, like at some point I became aware if I titled it with anything that could be archetypal, that the episode would underperform. People would be like, no, it has a word, that word in there. I'm not going to listen to it. So I don't know. I've never looked at the stats of that episode. Traditionally, TNG episodes underperform. And what does that mean? It means less people listen to them. And it kind of means that part of our estimated way of making the show work is like estimating how many people are going to listen to the episode. And so if it underperforms, then we're like under, we're I don't know. Then 809, another sandy day at the beach. So a holiday episode coming, I mean, a summer episode coming out in September. I assume I recorded it in the summer. A trip to the beach without sand in your bed. Summer breeze. Then the joy of math. I don't know if I put math in the title. I probably would. Joy of math. Put joy in it. Put kind of counteracts the word math. A little bit tongue in cheek there. Time for some fun. That is the same. That is same to sleep, since it is interdependent on math. Okay, that was like that. Sounds like my dyslexia messed that up. Okay. A girl from Arizona. That was Girl from Arizona, Part 1. Good Place to Sleep, Season 4, Episode 1. Oh, then National Lampoon. So I must have been recording these in the summer, which would make sense in October. I was probably recording these episodes in August. National Lampoon's Vacation, Tell the Tape. That's always one that's hard for me to remember, all the different tangents. Then 813, My Little Undercover Pony. Adventures of Dr. Triangle and Isosceles. I don't know what that one's about. I mean, I know it's about math, but I don't know how My Pony and Undercover works into it. But be interesting to find out, I guess. Six Flags Magic Mountain with Ray. That was, wow, October 2019. I don't know when that trip was, but maybe in 2019 or 2018, the actual trip I made to Six Flags Magic Mountain. But what a, it would have, I mean, if it was a summer trip, or early summer trip, when I was on my way to work for the podcast for that Australian episode, which had come out a while ago, so probably was a year. But I was just talking about this episode with my daughter, because we went to another, not theme park, amusement park recently. And this the making of this episode and that trip to Magic Mountain kind of changed, like Ray talked about in that episode, how important it is to, if you're not going to like Disney or Universal Park, that you do have to have a totally different mind frame. And we went to that park with a, like kind of that mind frame of like, get there at rope drop, which we did not do. And then proceed in some sort of like have expectations to like kind of like have a touring plan. And I'm not saying don't have a touring plan, because we went to Six Flags Magic Mountain maybe in 2022 on a fairly busy day. And we did have a plan. Like we did get there a close to rope drop. And we did have a plan. Now, but the thing is, you can't really, you got, your plan's got to be super malleable because not everything, these parks are very, going to be very short staffed and probably even into the future, it seems like. And so you can't expect there to get there early. And then the, like you say, okay, the wait times are going to be low, but now what they do, and unfortunately the other companies have learned this, where companies like where you got to make a reservation to get into a park you paid for. It's one of the reasons we cut back for a while. But like, so these ones, you don't have a reservation, but they say, well, we're not going to open up the good rides till 11 or whatever. But if you go into it kind of with an open mind of like, okay, let's just see how it goes. Now, it does help if you have a discounted ticket. Like the ticket we went that time was like a Go LA ticket. So it wasn't like we were paying full price. And then since then, we've had like a seasonal pass where it's like you can usually break even, like Ray talked about in another episode, after like two or three visits. But the thing is, that gives you this relief of saying, okay, we're definitely going to come back to this park this season. So the fact that we're only going on three rides, especially if parking's included, you want to make sure parking's included on the pass you get if you're going to get a seasonal pass, because the parking is another way they kind of maximize the revenue. You just go into it. So we went to one recently, and maybe Ray will talk about it at some point, but so I won't say the name of the park or anything, but we got there. We did get there at pretty much the time it opened. The most popular ride was not running. And then we got into the second most popular ride that was ran once, but they, you know, they just started up their operations like at the opening of the park. So then it seemed like they had to run, I don't know, about 10 trains through to like whatever, get the computer result to say, okay, now we're good to run. So they like ran one group through and then we waited for a while, which is okay, because we kind of expected that. And then we said, people were getting out of line. We said, well, I mean, they didn't say to get out of line yet. And where are you going to go if you get out of line anyway? So it's like, might as well wait. We're going to wait for this. It was the second most popular ride. So might as well wait now. And eventually we got on. It was great. Then we went on other things, but then other things weren't open. Or things have what seems like short line, but it's short staffed, so it's a little bit slower operations. But when you go into that with that attitude, like it just it makes it more fun. And because we did have, we didn't hit our, those weren't even hiccups. We didn't hit our major hiccups until the bumper cars of all things. That was like a huge error. And that was my part. Like I'd like heard the bumper cars were fun and I eyeballed the line and I eyeballed it wrong because only one person was working. And so it was, that kind of like, but because it was okay, we're like, okay, we'll come back. We got the end of the season deal for next season. So it's like, okay, no big loss. And then our next hiccup, which this will be in the case for a long time, I think as well, is in food and beverage. Like, and that one was I almost had to submit a thing, but I said, you know what? Like, I mean, it wasn't anybody's fault other than the staffing again, and a little bit of revenue maximization that I said, whoa, boy, hold on. But it was also my first visit. And I said, you know what? This is moving forward. Should be instructive that it's like probably in a perfect world, you're planning your meals not around eating there, or at least you're having something in case it looks like the operations are falling behind. The only issue with this one was we didn't know it until it was past the point of no return. So anyway, that's just a little bit about, but I don't know. Then it was just like, whatever, I mean, we'll be back. Okay. Steam Gal. That's a Dr. Triangle and Isosceles, 8, Chillaxing Tinker Tailor, It was a good place. Season 4, episodes 3 and 4. Claude and the Count, Chocula's cereal box history. This one was fun. I think we looked through a bunch of old cereal boxes, like visual list type thing. Fall of Math, that's episode 9. Sounds like we're headed towards thing. This was cool. This H20 was really fun. So this was Ings and Within the Wires. We did a double crossover. So Ings came to a live show and performed music. And then we also did it a crossover with a podcast Within the Wires. So like, and it was seasonal for, because that was October 30th. So I think we had tested it out as a live show and then recorded it, because I think this one is probably not the live recording. This is probably for release. Then Barmy, Employee of Chip Driver. That's a confusing title. I like it. Scalene and Fruit Pies. Love that name, Scalene. One of my favorite, these are a few of my favorite triangles, Scalene and Fruit Pies. Planners and Planters. That's Date Moi on Dates. That came out in November of 2019, hot Valentine's Day style. That's like my imaginary platform, like a secret level on Venmo called Date Moi. Believe it or not, they've never contacted me, but most people, just, you know, a lot of times people just take my idea. They say, okay, well, we'll just do that anyway without telling you, Scoots. We'll just call it Date Mo, you know, we don't, you put an eye on it. So I say, great, thanks, you, thanks. Tuck Finn looks back at, so wow, Dr. Triangle was only 10 episodes. What was it? Or 9 episodes. No, 10 episodes. Scalene and Fruit Pies was the, so this was a test I was doing. And funnily enough, we may dramatically move from that. So I think for a little while, I was trying to see, okay, if we did the episodically modular series, could we do them in 10 episodes versus 12 episodes versus more than 12 episodes, which over the history of the show, originally I just run a series until I thought it reached its conclusion. I mean, very early on, we're talking, I mean, there was episodes, I think, with like this shows with 30. Those may have been more episodic though, or episodic. You say episodic, I say episodic, and then I drink it. And then as we kind of refine how we do things and learn what works for most people or what people like, so we can alternate between styles of shows, I discovered that, well, maybe we should shoot for like something more contained. And at some point, I got to this 12 episodes with a recap. So 13 episodes. Because also, I'm always trying to make sure I have enough content to fill a whole year. And I'm like, I don't plan the whole year out ahead of time, but I kind of like get a general sense of what the next 12 months are going to look like as far as recording and releasing. And because, again, it's hard to imagine as a listener, but the idea that the episode is coming out to, it's just like that I Love Lucy chocolate, if you Google that chocolate assembly line or whatever, that's what making the podcast really is like. Even though it seems chill, it is that thing of like even repeats or whatever. And the reality is, unfortunately, that this type of the style of content creation where it's not a part of a large corporation has tons of benefits. But one of the things is that everything relies on new content in order to support like paying your bills and continuing making the show. Like there are benefits to the old content, but it doesn't, if you don't have new content, you just drop doesn't work. So what was my point about that? Oh, so then I said, okay, 12 episodes seems to work, but let's try 10. Maybe that'll like be creatively more challenging, maybe add some more variety. And then we kind of ended back up at 12. And now I'm back right now recording. I'm scheduled to record episode 10 of Journey into the World of Friends next week. So actually a week from today is when I need to record episode 10. But I'm kind of feeling as I'm writing episode 10, I'm like, do we have to force this creatively to end at 12 episodes? Or is this me, like, this is where we're trying to deal with nuance, or can this use a creative push to wrap it up in 12 episodes? Or is wrapping up in 12 episodes, like, which is the right creative way to do it? And I guess, like, I'll let the recording and the story tell me, but I do like it, like most streaming shows that are on a regular basis. You know, you hit something at 11, and then 12 is the post peak, whatever they call it. I don't even know how to say that word, denouement or whatever, where you say, okay, so we hit that peak in 11 or 9, and then the last episode is kind of, putting a bow on it. If you liked it, I'll put a ring on it, you know? So I'm just wondering, if that's what's going to happen. Also, looking at the holiday schedule for 2023 and saying, well, I had this really interesting idea for new limited run holiday series. And do we do this now in 2023? Or I don't know the future. So it's like, do it in 2024, but I don't know. So do we put Journey and World of Friends on hold over between Thanksgiving and New Year's and run one or two of these holiday episodes? Or do we, I don't have an answer right now. I'll definitely know more when I record episode 10, which by the time you're hearing this, I'll be in episode 11 or 12. Because it's like, I guess it's 10, like, are we entering the last thing, which is like Journey in the World of Friends, I know. But I feel like I wanted the characters to visit every single room. This is more for episode 13 of that series anyway, but so that's interesting to me right now. Okay, so let's see. We looked back on the Adventures of Doctrine. I said, honestly, so that was episode 11, clocking in an hour and 7 minutes. Help is to other people to end all frowns. That was a good place. Episode 7 and 8 from season 4. It all started with an ice cream bar. That was a fun one. I think that maybe came out of an intro, but that was like one of those random episodes. Then an all intro, episode for Thanksgiving. What do we got here? Good Place, season 4, episode 9. Let's see, was that it? No, Chidi's Journey. Slow-mo recap of a slow-mo look back at Chidi's journey to jog your dreamy memory. Okay, then a new holiday limited run series that was really enjoyed, and we were able to visit different ways of celebrating holidays through cookies and cooking, the Great Holiday Cookie Adventure. So that was fun. That was more than one. That must have been the intro episode. Warm by cookies as cool as butter. Okay, then we did the 2019 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in 2019. Since then, we've moved on. So this year in 2023, I would do the 2022 Thanksgiving Day Parade because at some point I missed the parade, and then I said, well, isn't it better off, like, because it's really hard, I'll be honest, like, I got to the point where I really couldn't, that's the thing when people are like, why don't you do this show, and it's like, okay, and the Thanksgiving Day Parade's really off for me, like, where my instincts are right, I say, well, no, I can't just do a show, like, recaps of a show, because I have to watch the show multiple times, and anticipate watching it multiple times in multiple seasons. So it has to be something that can stay palatable and I can stay curious about through multiple watches of a single episode and across multiple seasons. And it has to be a show that's palatable to listeners, because some people, like, I mean, like 20 or 30% of listeners will base it on whether they have an impression of the show, be it negative or positive, and they'll just skip it. And that's been more extreme with the Star Trek ones. But that's why I choose those shows. I watch very carefully. And the Thanksgiving Day Parade, it didn't start like that, but a few years ago, I got to the point where I was just like, man, I can't, I don't know if it was the length and the amount of commercials and the fact that the way it's laid out that I didn't realize, and the segments, but it just started to be like where I just was, but it wasn't that, to be honest. What it was that it was also those things combined with the time pressure of watching it on Thanksgiving, then watching it over and over again, and then recording an episode about it and trying to condense things and get it out in a reasonable time. Like 2 or 3 weeks just wasn't enough. Because something's kind of got to air out. So like today, this is just interesting. This morning when I got up and I was running through all the emails, it takes me like a couple different work segments to get through all the emails I get. And so I was watching the parade from 2022 in the background. So then I'm just warming up to it, right? And I'm saying, okay. Oh, like that was, I like that opening number. So then when I go down to do writing about it, I don't know, I have like a positive association because I have time versus like watching it and being like, okay, I got to record this in like ideally a week, but, you know, 2 weeks max. I don't know, it changes up the relationship with it. Oh, wow. Then Mandalorian episode one. Ingredients for the festival lights. That was a great holiday cookie adventure. Santa Claus is coming to town. Tale of the tape. Have I done Rudolph? I think I did. I don't even remember, what I don't remember about this one. That's funny. Oh, 'cause that movie is pretty out there. That's with the Burgermeister. Then another Mandalorian, the child. That was the first, our first touch is Baby Oso there, 2019. Yule Log, a tourist, a great holiday cookie adventure. Then a return from a tribute tree. Oh, this was an interview, huh? A sit down with the Christmas tree that took a walk. Talk about apologies. Oh, wow. And then we didn't really take we took a short break. So we did two sets of all intros between the holidays and New Year's. Then The Sun, Mandalorian 3. Then Odder Things. That was our first Dino and Downstairs board game unboxing. Oh, Otter with D-D-E-R. Odder Things. Oh, okay. That was it. That from the show. That was a Dino and Downstairs, D&D. Bought that for the holidays. I was just looking at that this summer. I had given it away. Red curry and jasmine rice, real-time recipe. So there's another curry recipe there. Sanctuary, Mandalorian on Mandalorian. Mini golf memories, 843. Looking back at mini golf. There's a trip to Knott's Berry Farm with Ray, 844. That was, wow. I wonder if those ones I probably batch recorded over like a week after the trip, because the Knott's Berry Farm trip was the same time as that Magic Mountain trip. Knott's Berry Farm is a little bit more of a theme park, so the operations there are normally a little bit more rigorous than your amusement parks, so you can do a little bit more planning. So I haven't been there in the daytime since then, since like 2018. Gum Chewer, Mandalorian, then Becoming a Working Artist. I kind of talked about seminar snoozes of how I got to where I am today. Sleeping Buddy, that's Get Bessos, Season 3, Episode 1. James and RW are back. Elbow Grease Heist, that was Mandalorian. Random Sleep Time Capsule, 849. I don't know. That was some sort of look back at titles of episodes like this one. That's funny. Condo Whisperer. That was Get Bessos Season 2, Episode 2, Season 3. Then President's Day All Intro. Then another Mandalorian episode. The Reckoning. Then did I read it? Ludlum Edition. I was looking back at all the Robert Ludlum books I read as a kid. Syrup Sweet Park, Get Bessos Season 3, Episode 3. Redemption Mandalorian Season 1. This is our last Bernie episode, maybe. 856, Frog Pad Polish with Bernie. That's where Bernie came in and talked about polishing frog pads and, NCT. Okay, what do we got? Queen Cranberry on Parking, Get Bessos Season 3, Episode 4. You've Changed, Good Place to Sleep. Okay, so we paused Good Place and split it up. Then Sleepy Ticket to Ride, Board Game Unboxing. That was a different Ticket to Ride, not the main one. Ticket to Ride Taxi Edition or something. Poetry of Straws, Get Bessos Season 3, Episode 5. Mondays, Am I Right? Season 4, Episode 11. It just reminded me of Andor because it's a Mondays or whatever. Am I Right? Sleepy Speedy Cushion Cast. That was a one-off fan cast, a new podcast about sleepy bumps in the road, the people who love them. Then Bedtime Break for Bessos. So 863, this was an experimental episode that I had always wondered if I would do. And then the opportunity presented itself. So this is like another tangent, like about the creation of the show and listener feedback, but also listener feedback, holding it in balance and then percolating on it and then making my own creative choice. So at some point, and so some series, they don't actually need this, and the more episodically modular it is, the less of a setup it needs, but also the more seasons that go on, the more setup a show needs. So the setup is where it's after the intro and the sponsor spots, and then I say, hey, everybody, this is Scoots, welcome to another episode of Get Bessos, and then I explain what it is. And I explain the show in a way that I would consider loose and fun, that normally can be extremely long, like where it is like self-referential in a couple different ways, in the funnest way possible, where it's like, okay, this is very strange that this man, if you were like from an outside perspective, this man's going to explain what this episode's about, like what we need to know to move forward in this episodically modular series for the next 5 or 10 minutes. Now, sometimes it's 2 or 1 minute, or sometimes I've designed the stories where the characters can explain it. But this is particularly part of the sensibility and the DNA of Sleep With Me is the idea that, but it could go on and on and on. Just having to explain what the episode, the series is about, in order to start the next series, episode of the series, even if it's episode 8. But that became a part of the DNA of the show. Is one, I love that strain. Like, I love that this is a rule we don't necessarily need to follow, because normally it's your rule is to be efficient and convey information in an efficient manner. And, but Sleep With Me, our rule is have fun, be sleepy and have fun, to put people at ease. So the fact that I go on and on and on to explain what the show is also an acknowledgement in seeing listeners who are listening to episode 8, and it's the first episode. So my job is to put them at ease and give them all the information they need to listen to episode 8 if they happen to be awake listening. Or for regular listeners that for their whole existence have said, no, I have to listen in order. But one night they happen to listen to episode 8 for the first time of a series. And then suddenly they get the relief. Oh, I really can't. Now that I've tried, now I believe, Scoots, that I can listen to these in any order. So I'm going to listen as they come out and then I'll go back. And the idea that it's fun, because I do get the frowny face emails of people that are listening for the first time, or people that just kind of dislike the podcast or dislike me and have strong feelings about that. And they got to let me know how ridiculous that is. I also understand that. I don't necessarily, see that as well, other than to say, okay, like, yeah, I can't, there's not much I can do to change the DNA of the pot. Like, maybe I could keep that in mind, or maybe I could try to have characters or introduce some of the series. But if the actual, like, what makes a podcast works is something that makes you feel strongly, a lot of times I just gotta be like, okay, like, there's not, I can't, I gotta take all of the feedback I get and say, okay, what aligns most with the podcast? How should I handle it? But so I was always curious if I'd, how, like, without forcing a tangent, like, what kind of organic tangent length would feel too long to me? Because here's the other thing that, especially the people that have strong opinions, like, everything with the show is really, there's a lot of intention that goes into it. Even as I'm recording right now, I'm aware of, like, how long the recording's been running and how much longer it needs to run for me to have a full episode. And the fact that I have a lot of other work to do in this day that I'm recording the show, including appointments. So it's like this is, it isn't like I accidentally go on a 20-minute tangent. It's more like I organically go on a tangent that I'm aware, oh, is this going to be, oh, it's at 12 minutes. Where are we at to wrap this up? Okay, let's see where we are in the next 4 minutes. Or, well, this is kind of, maybe we should wrap it up now. Like, I'm constantly, as I'm recording the show, I'm also producing the show in a separate role. It is strange, but it is kind of this split thing where one part of me is listening and maybe even an assistant role of saying, by the way, like, and this isn't a joke, it's 12:07 now, you have an appointment at 12:30, so where are we at with the recording? Should we take a break and return to it or whatever? So all that being said, I was always curious if there would be a point where the show, where a setup would go so long without forcing it or planning it that I could just make it into an episode. And I know at some point during that episode, like, so that was supposed to be a written episode that was probably prepared. And then it was like, holy cow, I'm like already at that tangent, like I'm already at 22 minutes. Let's just see how, can we go to 30 or 45 minutes and see where we're at? And can we make it past that, like into the 50s and 60 minutes, so that when it's edited down, it's 45 to 50 minutes long? Because everything, like, again, it has to be, like, those are, like where people are like, this podcast takes a lot of work, I don't believe it, or whatever, or it doesn't matter to me. It's like, okay, well, it does matter to me, and it's fun, because it's like, okay, do we have, how much material is in here? So that was interesting. Also, it served another purpose for the production of the show, which was that with the written series, it's constantly a little bit of juggling the schedule and making sure we have stuff, I don't know, like, and so the written series, like, sometimes we're falling what I would consider behind. Because, again, I would love an 8-episode lead time with all the styles of the shows we do. That's just not really realistic with the written episodes. But, like, having it, then that becomes a buffer episode, right? Because I already had the episode written. So it's like, I probably recorded that episode, and then the episode I was supposed to record, I probably recorded that the next day. So suddenly I had more material. So that was just one where I was like, the whole idea is ridiculous. So I would recommend listening to it if you're like a super fan, to check it out. Then Patty, Good Place to Sleep, season 4, episode 12. Oh, Princess Bride. Wow, that's 865. 866, Silver Sleeper Studios. That's funny because that's what Sleep with Me is. But season 3, Beck Episode, season 3, episode 7. Whenever You're Ready, Good Place to Sleep. Is that it? That's the series finale. Yeah, 13 and 14. Then a crossover with Alba Salix. So stay tuned for that. That was a real fun one. World Walking Reverse Condo. That was Get Best of Season 3, Episode 8. Then this was Reunion, Snort Trek Season 4, Episode 7. Then we ran a fan favorite flashback, My Life with HBO. Then Losing Your Swimsuit. I really liked that episode. That was 2020. Haven from Sports, Get Bezos, episode 9. The Drumhead, that was an intense episode of Snort Trek, but it was like such a good episode. That was season 4, episode 21. Then another swimsuit issue, Happily in Robe Swimsuit with the Cusacks. Streaming Things Right, episode 10 of Get Bezos. And then Redemption Part 1, that was season 4, episode 26 of TNG. Oblong and Oddlong, that was a one-off of two siblings. Then All Intro for Memorial Day. And then, okay, so that one, Bezos, we also wrapped up in 10 episodes. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know about that 10 episode wrap ups anymore. Kind of like the 12 episodes, gives me a little bit more time with the characters and is less, more meandering, I guess. Then Redemption Part 2, that was TNG 5, episode 1. Oh, Song a Day crossover, As It Happens with the Mystery Bard. Another fun crossover. Then a recap of Get Bezos. Then Data Lore, TNG. Then A Pocket Full of Stuffing, that was a random one. Then a repeat, My Life with the Perm, 567. And then Outer Things. So Outer Things didn't come out till June of 2020. I would have thought it was older. That's so funny. Episode 1, We'll Always Have Paris. Then another crossover with Bittersweet Life, Virtual Tour of Rome. That's a really good episode, really good podcast, really good people. Goop Chase and Duck-Billed Beaver, that's Outer Things. Sleepy, All Intro for 4th of July. Then When the Boughs Break at Art Camp, that was a Sleep with TNG episode. Jetstream Adventure. Don't remember that one at all. Some sort of cloud thing. Album Drop Goofs. That is Outer Things, episode 3. Then we got into Doctor Who, season 3, episode 0. Running Bride. Mewing Kittens, a board game unboxing. Odd Quest of the Lounge Singer, Outer Things 4, Smith and Jones, that was episode 1. Okay, so that's where Smith and Jones get together. Season 3, episode 1. My favorite companion, for sure. Protector Dance, Size Down, Outer Things 5, and The Shakespeare Code. And, then another review of episodes. We probably did. I just didn't put the numbers in here. Real-time review of real-time episodes. I don't know. These look-back ones are fun, though. So that's it. And thanks, everybody, and good night. All right, I want to thank everybody that became a patron recently, started supporting the show. Emily H., Spara, and Emily A. Thank you, thanks, thanks, and goodnight. Gudino, Chelsea, and Louise. Thank you, thanks, thanks, and goodnight. Todd, Brian, and Melissa. Thank you, thanks, thanks, and goodnight. Holly, Fee, and Tarmac. Thank you, thanks, thanks, and goodnight. Christina, Frank, and James, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Arlo, Alex, and Dave, thank you, thanks, and good night. Colin, Paula, and Sophie, thank you, thanks, and good night. Emma, Rocket, and Jimmy, thank you, thanks, and good night. Thanks, and good night, everybody, for supporting the show directly. So that's how we exist as a free podcast. And, you know, people that support the show directly or support our sponsors, and, free way to help the show is just spread the word. So yeah, let me know if you do. Fill out the form at, sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. You do any of those things so I can say thanks. And here's Scoots with either a tuck you in sponsor or some other request. Take it away, Scoots, future past Scoots. I don't know. Thanks. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed, too. Now, I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts, and on Android you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in the, my app is I think this is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts: the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to the Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't, like, automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all-intro, all-night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. There was another all-intro episode. So that's in the all-intro all-night feed. And again, like, so much easier, like, these all-intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all in. So if you love all-intros, I bet 200 of those are all-intros, maybe even more. And then in the story, both in the story-only episode feed and then in the all ad-free feed, Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, we're getting ready, big announcement, if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabelix. That's cool. That's something we're looking forward to doing. And, that was episode 1 of that. That was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off and episode 10. Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Wildy Wonka tour that came out of some news articles about the experience, and I said, this has got to be an episode, and that will be a series, a recurring thing. Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because I put it at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepingmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.